and more, deuce and more, deuce and more. They tell you what they know, deuce and more, deuce and more, deuce and more. The podcast that you know.
So we had to drop a mini podcast. Yes, it's a holiday weekend. We don't care because ball is live and the Kings are trying to make some moves. The latest DeMar DeRozan mini pod to break it all down. Morgan Reagan. I don't know if this should be considered breaking news.
It's not.
But Adrian Wojnarowski is reporting that the Sacramento Kings are the team to watch for DeMar DeRozan.
Are the team to watch.
Are they being used as leverage? I mean, we'll find out soon. But Woj is saying that it's a little complicated because it would have to be a sign and trade. And the Bulls say, we don't want to take back money. So that means you got to figure out a third team. You got to negotiate that team. You got to negotiate with DeMar and his agent. There's a lot going on there. But Morgan, I can't help but be a little excited thinking about DeMar DeRozan being on the Sacramento Kings. I'm probably too excited about it at the moment, and it's probably not going to happen because I'm being that excited.
Correct.
But I think about DeMar DeRozan, and I go, this guy is a professional bucket getter.
Correct. And he's been doing that for a while.
A long time. I think it's 11 straight years he scored 20 or more.
Is it really?
Yes.
Okay.
No, that's not made up.
No, I love that you had that. That's amazing. Yeah, so maybe you are a little obsessed right now. And look, we've been doing this ever since free agency started. We've been doing this even before free agency started. I think you're doing it the entire offseason, you know, looking at different tweaks and changes that the Sacramento Kings can make. And with some of the names that have come up, we've talked about every single one and have, I think, mostly been hopeful and optimistic or happy about some of the names that we've heard. But yeah, DeMar DeRozan definitely makes me happy for a lot of different reasons.
Yeah, and obviously when you think about the Kings, I think the first thing that comes to mind is, yeah, but they need someone at the four spot, the wing spot. Well, DeMar DeRozan's a 6'7" small forward.
Yeah.
But the other thing they lack, and you saw it on full display at times throughout the season, but specifically even when Monk was out, is, all right, who else besides De'Aaron Fox is going to go get me a bucket? Who else is going to go get to the free throw line? Well, DeMar DeRozan is just that.
Yeah.
He turns 35 by the start of the season, and he is the master of the mid-range. There's nobody, I think, better in the league in the mid-range than DeMar DeRozan.
There isn't. And I just think about how disciplined he is when it comes to his fundamentals. Not just because his experience and he's been playing the game for so long, but I think he's always played the game so right. And he's always respected the game at such a different level. And to a different level, too. I mean, how many of these guys have we talked about the Kings possibly acquiring and talked about how many games they've played every season? This guy's about to turn 35, and I know you were telling me about each of the last three seasons, the amount of games that he has been playing, he is on the floor. He is getting minutes.
Well, he was number one in total minutes last year in the NBA. Number two was Sabonis.
There you go.
And if you look at his career, I was doing this research. He has played, I think, with Chicago, 93. No, I think this is his career.
Okay.
93% of the games he has played in.
I mean,
in his career, like the guy is durable. He wants to play every single night.
The amount of I just appreciate and love availability. I think that is so important to what a team is trying to accomplish together. I mean, obviously, right? And I think when you do think of someone like DeMar DeRozan, you think about a veteran leader who is actually on the floor as well. The amount of times that we've talked about JaVale McGee being that voice, being that veteran, he's a champ, all those things, but he's not on the floor playing with everyone. And then if you did get someone like DeMar DeRozan, who not only can play at a high level at 35 years old, but can also be a leader, a vet, something more that you need out there with this team.
Six-time All-Star. Last time he made it was a 22-23 season. I was looking at his numbers from last year, just fantastic. Averaged 24 points a game last year for the Chicago Bulls, over 5 assists, 4 rebounds. I looked at a deep dive at like the percentages of where he takes his shots.
Of course he did.
61% of his attempts come from the mid-range, and obviously he's awesome at it.
Yeah.
Only 14% of his shot attempts were from three, although he took the second most threes of his career last year because Donovan was like, hey, Levine's out. We're missing guys. I need you to actually take some threes. So he did that.
Shot well against the Sacramento Kings, right?
Yeah, but we don't count that. We don't count there. But three-pointers have just not been part of his game because he's elite in the mid-range. Free throws.
Yes.
Takes nearly 8 a game last year. 7.7, 85% at the free throw line.
Okay.
He was also amazing in the clutch. I mean, just I think the last 2 years, he's finished top three in the clutch player of the year. This year behind Steph. The year prior, he finished third behind De'Aaron Fox, who won it. He loves to hoop. He's a go-to guy. I respect him on and off the court. Like, he's talked so much about some of the mental health struggles he's been through. Yep. Like, I just think about this guy in Sacramento. I go, this guy's a professional who's done it at a high level, who takes joy in the game, wants to play every single day.
Yeah.
He plays the right way. I want this guy in Sacramento.
Well, and if it was a sign and trade situation, obviously there's a part of him that wants to be in Sacramento as well.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you know, it's obviously a place where you can still make your money because the Kings would be able to create enough space to give you what you deserve in this league. But at the same time, I mean, that's what you want here. You want a good person on and off the floor. You want someone who loves the game, who wants to grind and get better all the time. And the way that he talks about basketball, I mean, that is just someone that I would just love to hear talk to media all the time.
The questions that you have now, it's like, okay, but what about the fit? You're looking at the Kings roster. You imagine a scenario at this point. Let's just say it's De'Aaron Fox, Keon Ellis, mm-hmm. DeMar DeRozan, Keegan Murray, and Sabonis. Now, the four spot is still a little thin up front with Keegan Murray. Like, he's going to have to play tougher, do a really strong job on the glass as well. And then you think about it from a spacing perspective. I think Sacramento would be banking on this. DeMar DeRozan's going to play like DeMar DeRozan. He's an elite mid-range player. We need him to be that, get to the free throw line. That helps us. Let him finish at the rim, too. It's going to be on Keegan to have a bounce back year from three.
Mm-hmm.
Keon to shoot it well, and De'Aaron took a step in his three-pointers last year, hit the most he's ever made in his career. So you're relying on that, I think, in a big-time way. And then defensively, he's not the best on-ball defender. Mm-mm. But if you've got Fox out there, if you've got Ellis and you've got Keegan, and I think he's a good team defender, I think you'll be all right.
You're not going to fulfill every single need. You know, and I think that's something that you look at around this league and who is possibly available, whether it's for trade or within free agency, even thinking of someone like Lauri Markkanen, and you go, oh, wouldn't that be perfect to have this big that can stretch the floor, protect the rim, all the different things, but it's what you have to give up to actually get there. And we're seeing a situation where it seems realistic that DeMar DeRozan could be wearing a Sacramento Kings jersey. And I know that excites you in so many ways, and it might scare some people because of few of the flaws that you mentioned defensively. And then you just look at the Kings and what they, how much we just keep talking about how this team needs to add size, length. And
they can still do that too. And it doesn't have to be the only thing they do.
They can absolutely still do that. And then I think for some people, you look at possibly a sign and trade and you're signing a 35-year-old, you know, what kind of contract does that look like in years, right? And so
2 to 3 years, I'm guessing, but, 20, 25 mil.
This is a guy that is showing even in his mid-30s that he's staying on the basketball floor and he's being productive. He's being so effective on whatever team he's on.
The number that I referenced earlier about the games played. So he's appeared in 1,110 of 1,193 regular season games. That is 93% of his team's contests. In fact, since joining the Bulls in 2021, he has missed only 17 of a possible 246 games. So,
my goodness.
He takes pride. He takes care of his body.
Yep.
Takes care of the mind. He loves to hoop. Now, Morgan, I don't feel like I need to sell you on this, but maybe there's some people out there like, yeah, but what's that mean for Sacramento? I want to read you some quotes. One from DeRozan, his teammates, coaches.
Okay. What's the first one?
This is from DeRozan.
Okay.
He goes, I want to play. I tell Billy Donovan all the time, don't take me out. I want to play. I want to be out there with the guys. I want to feel that challenge, especially when you realize I'm not going to play for another 15, another 10 years. So while I'm here, I'm going to give it everything I've got. I don't want to shortchange anybody, myself, my teammates, people who come to see me. I just want to be out there and play as much as I can. I'm going to take care of myself as best as I can so I can do that.
Love a basketball junkie. Love.
His old coach, Greg Popovich.
Okay.
He was a great teammate. You could always depend on him. He was a go-to guy that you knew had the ability to score against most people, but he was always in a good mood, and he always had a smile on his face. He was fun to be around.
Oh, love a good person.
Kobe White. He never complains. He just loves the game. He loves to hoop. Billy Donovan.
Oh.
I'm not done.
Oh, he's not.
That guy is one of the most special people I've ever been around, all the way around. Player, person, teammate. The ability to communicate with him every day, who he is, I've never seen him have a bad day. I've never seen him in a bad mood. I've never seen him have an attitude. Certainly, he puts a lot into it. He does get frustrated like they all do, but he was a major part of keeping the group together. Vucevic.
Oh, he's still going. Okay.
The way he cares about all of his teammates, mm-hmm. Morgan Reagan, the belief he has in all of us. You all see when he takes over in the fourth, when he makes the big shots, when he makes the big plays. That's something everybody sees. But for us, what's most important is just the way he is around off the court. Even on the court, if somebody's struggling or whatever, he always has belief in guys and always supports them. That's very important, especially coming from your best player and your leader. It goes a long way, especially for the younger guys. That's something we appreciate the most about him, the way he carries himself off the court. A very simple, easygoing guy. He doesn't ask for anything special because he's the best player or because he's had 15 years in the NBA. He likes everybody. I think guys respect that most about him. Vucevic, White, his head coaches. People rave about this guy. He would bring a level of professionalism that I think guys in the Kings locker room would like to have.
Yeah, you don't have to sell me.
No, I just, the more you think about it, and it's like, okay, is it the, now, how is he going to be off the ball sometimes? Does he want to play with pace? There's going to be some things he might have to adapt a little bit in his style, but I also think there's ways that the Kings need to adapt as a team to mature and get back to the playoffs, and having a guy that you could throw the ball to and go get me.
And it's a tweak, it's a move that moves, that I personally would feel like move you in the right direction.
Yes.
Right? And I think when some of these names that we've talked about during this offseason, we're like, they're a needle mover. I mean, DeMar DeRozan is a needle mover still, especially as the West keeps getting better and better. You need to make sure you have a very dominant offense. And by adding another bucket getter, in veteran and leader in DeMar DeRozan, I mean, there's no reason why you wouldn't be seen even as a better team.
So there's enough local reporting out there, too, that suggests this is pretty damn real, that these talks are significant. Sean Cunningham from Fox 40 saying there's mutual interest. Damian Barling from D'Lo and KC saying it's come down to the Clippers or the Kings. And this is in DeMar's hands at this point, that the Kings front office has done everything in their power. Whatever happens, you know we have you covered. We'll drop an emergency pod if anything changes. We got content coming your way left and right. Help us out. Make sure to hit the subscribe button. Make sure you give us a 5-star review. It just helps us grow. We love you guys, but we got to go.
Deuce and Mo. Deuce and Mo. Deuce and Mo. They tell you what they know. Deuce and Mo. Deuce and Mo. Deuce and Mo, the podcast that you know. Deuce and Mo.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Wayfair's big sale is back. For 3 days only, October 5th through 7th, score up to 80% off everything home. With free shipping site-wide. Shop Wayday now until October 7th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.